Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Resh Mem Gimel Omud Aleph, beginning and hopefully Yemetz Hashem concluding a very short but beautiful simen Shin Ayin Gimel, which deals with the halachos of Dinei Shtei Gizustros B'Shtei Aliyos. You have a connecting platform or a balcony or a board somehow connecting two houses from one balcony to the other. And there are a lot of diagrams over here. It's actually a quite complicated sugya, and we'll begin with the hakdama that's found in Dirshu footnote number 1 to this sugya. It's a long hakdama. We're not going to do the whole thing inside, but basically, we're just going to look at the diagrams over here. And you can see the two first diagrams in Dirshu footnote number 1. This is based upon the Gemara in Erevin, and it's two different understandings over here. What does it mean between two gezustros, two platforms, or two balconies over here that are going from one to the other? Are you allowed to go make them a single Erev Chatzeros between these two houses and the courtyards that they're attached to or not? And that will depend on various factors about the balcony connection over here, the board that you have connecting the two balconies. And there are two major different opinions over here as to what the Gemara is talking about. There are opinions like the top diagram that say you're talking about balconies that are opposite each other, going above a Rishus HaRabim, and they're connected via some sort of a board that will have to be at least 4 tefachim wide, or they could possibly be on the same side, on the longitudinal axis, if you wish, of the Rishus HaRabim, and they're connected on the same side. And the huge halacha lemaisa ramifications, as are brought down in this hakdama, between these two shitos, and their various understandings as to the achronim, as to which shita is the correct way to understand Rashi, and Tosus argues with Rashi, and again, ayin in this entire hakdama, it's a long, beautiful hakdama, that to get the full background over here. On the very last line, on the inside column over here, the Dirshu footnote tells us that the Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of the Sif is going to be passing over here, Shuba'ofen Shagzusteros Boltos Zu Kineged Zu Bishnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. He's going to be using as the paradigm over here the explanation that says that the two platforms are being connected over here. They are across each other in the Rishus HaRabim, like the top diagram in Dirshu footnote number 1. So they'll be talking about if you connect them by putting a board in between them, then it is a valid Pesach. And the Vilna Gaon says that this is based upon the understanding of Rashi, according to certain poskim. The Eis Divri HaRamah that says that even if you don't have a board, as long as it's less than 4 tefachim between them, this is also going to be going according to the explanation of Tosos, according to the Vilna Gaon. However, the Shaar HaTzion in Sifkot and Aleph has a different understanding, and he brings down Shemakar Advar Mehu Perish Rabbeinu Yohonasan. And you can see that in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Aleph over here, who says that this understanding here is from the Rabbeinu Yohonasan, because Ayin Bachronim Shenidcha Kuma'od Al Perish Rashi Shemafarish Ba'ofen Acher. That Rashi has a different understanding over here, which in this long Hakadoma in Dirshu footnote number 1 he discusses. With that very brief mini introduction, let us begin the Mechaber Sif Aleph, which is the only Sif in this Simen. And the Mechaber writes, Shtei Gezustros, you have these two platforms over here that are sticking out, balconies that are sticking out, projections from each house. Pirush, the Ramah says, Nisorim Boltim Misfas Tikru Halil Shusarabim, you have these boards or balconies that are sticking out from the houses that are going over Rishus HaRabim, and this is the understanding of Rashi. Again, Machlokis as to whether it's diagram number 1 in Dirshu footnote number 1 or it's the second diagram in Dirshu footnote number 1. Are they on opposite sides of Rishus HaRabim or on the same side? So we'll learn it simple that they're talking about on opposite sides of Rishus HaRabim. So Boltos Mishtei Aliyos Zu Kineged Zu. They're coming out on opposite sides of Rishus HaRabim, one opposite the other. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Rotsu Lomar, Shezeh Bolet Midorim Litzofon, Vizeh Mitzofon Dorim. They're going across the Rishus HaRabim. One is going from the right side to the left side, from north to south. And the other one's going from south to north. So each of them is projecting out from the houses on opposite sides of the Rishus HaRabim. Again, the picture, the diagram, the top diagram in Dirshu footnote number 1. And now we add that there is, the Machaber tells us, the Nosan Beneim Neser Rochav Arba. You have a platform. Again, as you can see clearly in the top diagram in Dirshu footnote number 1, you have a platform that extends a board that goes from one balcony to the other balcony over atop the Rishus HaRabim. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Beis, Ubainon Shikova Hanesa Bimismarim. according to the Mishnah Berurah, you have to make sure that this is absolutely sturdy. You have to nail it in, peg it in, so it can't be removed on Shabbos. The Chazon Ish in Deer Show footnote number 4 says, Lav Dafka. He says it could be, it's just very heavy and it's not going to be moved, or you could be mavatal it over there. And then he says that even if you don't do this, the fact that it's Mishum Shigam Hu Munach Rak Luzman, since it's only there for a limited period of time, it's considered like Chori Rishus HaYochid, even if it's not nailed down heavy or you mavatal it, and he says it's a Pesach no matter what. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah says it must be somewhat more solidified, has to be pegged in over here, nailed in over here. So in this situation, when you have such a board, so then the Mechaber tells us, Harehu ke Pesach u'ma'arvin yachad. He says in this situation, it is considered a valid connection, a Pesach over here between the two houses, and therefore, now if they wish to, they can make a single Erev Chatzeros over here, because you have a connection between the two Chatzeros via this platform in between the two balconies over here. And the Ramah adds, Hagah, v'im ein ha-merachok sh'beneim arba, the Ramah adds, if the two balconies are very close to each other, they're not that far apart. It's not going over a very wide part of the Rishus HaRabim. So in this situation, afilu below Nesser, nami dino hachi, if the balconies project out very, very far, so they're actually very close to each other, less than four tvachim apart, then you don't even need this board connecting the two platforms because it's very easy to go from one to the other. And therefore, the halach would be the same if they're within four tvachim as if they were apart by four tvachim, and you put in a platform that you'd be allowed to make a single Erev Chatzeros if you wanted between these 2 yards. The houses that open up into the 2 yards. But the Mechaber tells us, Vimratzu, since this is only a Pesach, if they wish to still remain separate, they can. Kolachas Maravivis Liatzma. Each one can still maintain its own separate Erev Chatzeros. That will have obviously different ramifications as to what you can do carrying from the house onto this platform over here or not, and how far you can carry it. We'll discuss this in a moment inside in the Mishnah Berurah. For now, let us go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel. It is considered a valid Pesach according to the Mechaber. If you have this platform that's more than 4 tvachim wide connecting the 2 balconies, Pirush, the Mishnah Berurah saying the Mechaber is telling us over here, now, by having this Pesach, you can connect the 2 courtyards, and now, by making a single Erev Chatzeros, you can be able to go bring anything from one courtyard all the way into the other courtyard over here, via the houses and the connection between them. The Kivan Sheyesh Neser B'neim Rochav Arba, since there is this board over here that is at least 4 tvachim wide, that should be Arba'a. Since it's very easy, because it's such a limited distance between them that you've nullified with a board, or if it's less than 4 tvachim, like the Ramah says, you don't even need a board there because it's easy to go from one to the other. It is considered a Pesach, and you can be mitzdarf if you want to. The Prima Gadim adds, the cost of a Prima Gadim, Dafka Kamo Shatzir HaMechaber. This is only according to the Tzir that we just said. Shayu HaGezustros Boltos Min Alios Sheesh Ben Diorin. That they're coming out from houses over here that have people dwelling in them. The Karmelon Le'el B'simim Shinayin Beis, because we've already learned in Shinayin Beis, if hey, the Shnei Botim Yicholun Larev Derech Pesach Shbeneim. 2 houses will have to make a connection between them. Afilu Hulu Malam Yatsar Tvachim, even if they're above 10 tvachim above the ground. The issue footnote number 6 reminds us, because we said in the house, we can view the house as being filled up with chairs and tables and other clay habayis, and therefore even the higher areas are able to be used, and therefore even above 10th falcon you can have a valid Pesach, as opposed to in a chutzah you can't, as the Mishnah Berurah tells us. If these projections or balconies were coming out from the chotzer in some way, lo mahani, that would not work. As we've explained over there, it's only between 2 houses where it's noach to use the area above 10 tvachim, because we can consider the house filled up with chairs and tables and platforms, but outside in the chotzer we don't, and therefore this only works when it's above 10 tvachim between 2 houses. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah continues and it says, Sivkot and Dalet, if there's less of a distance over here between the 2 houses, the Ramah said, of 4 tvachim from one balcony to the other balcony, so the distance between them is less than 4 tvachim, so then, this little space in between them is not considered a significant interruption, and therefore it's also like there's a Pesach from one gezustra to the other gezustra, from one balcony to the other, and therefore, dino hachi, sivkot and hey, the Mishnah Berurah explains, kemo b'neser, the exact same din applies if you have a board connecting them when it's more than 4 tvachim, apart, or if they're less than 4 tvachim apart, you don't need a board, the din is the same, which is, if they wish to, they can make a single Erev Chatzeros together, but if they wish to, they can make 2 separate Erev Chatzeros over here as well. And he adds, "V'davko shesmichas ha'gzustro zulzu loyo ba'orach kol hakosel." This, however, can't be that the gzustro, the balcony over here, extends across the entire width of the house, the entire wall. Dilem hayo smichasan ba'orach kol hakosel, because if it does extend across the entire wall, or osher nimshach hasmicha zulzu b'yosim yaser amos, or they're connected to each other, they're close enough to each other for more than a distance of 10 amos, so then it's no longer a pesach anymore. That's a breach. And then ozma arvim echad v'lo shnayim. Then these two houses, they have to make an erev together if they want to be able to carry from one to the other. They can't rely upon over here that we're still separate entities if there's a breach that's at least 10 amos long. That, as we pointed out many times, is not a pesach, that's a pirtza, that's a breach. Mishnah Berurah continues, Sivkat and Vav, but they have the right over here, if it's not more than 10 amos, to make a single Erev Chatzeros, because it's a Pesach, or if they want to, they can make two separate Erev Chatzeros. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat and Vav, V'davka kishein ha-neser machzik rak me'arba tvochem ha-neser amos. The Mishnah Berurah reiterates a little bit what we just said, and that is that that's when the distance between them is less than 10 amos wide, the connection area that is with a platform, a board connecting them, or if it's less than 4 tvochem, it is going to be less than 10 amos long. But if the platform over here is more than 10 amos, then they don't have a choice to make two separate Erev Chatzeros, Ma'arvin Echo Velo Shnayim. Then they must combine together if they want to carry from one balcony to the other balcony. Furthermore, the Mishmur says, the Masha Tzrichim L'Arev Yachad, that which we said that they have to go and connect together, Hu Rak L'Hoel Shiu Yecholim Kolecha L'Talta La'Gzustara, that's only if they wish to use this platform over here to go from the house into the other person's house or into the other person's yard via this platform. But if they did not make an Erev together, so they can't use this platform to carry from one house to the other, but nevertheless, but they still can make on the other side where there's, not in the picture, where there's other houses and there's a chotzer and they're part of that chotzer. That chotzer, if it wishes to, can still make its own Erev Chatzeros. They're not ruined over here by having the connection between the two houses. And this is further expanded upon a little bit in Dirshu footnote number 8, where he says from the Chazon Ish, that the two courtyards have nothing to do with each other. The fact that the houses are connected over here doesn't ruin it for the courtyards to each maintain their own separate Erev Chatzeros. And the Mishmur continues, and he says, in Sivkot and Zayin, uba'ofen zeh, in this fashion, zeh yemuto l'chol echol d'talto miklei beso b'shetach b'guzutu ha-shayach lo, that in this situation, if they wish to maintain their separate Erev Chatzeros, and each have their own, and not have one big Erev Chatzeros, so then to be allowed to carry out from their house into their balcony. However, omnam ala shetach shekeneged ha-neser, but in the part that is against the board over here, that's connecting the two balconies, v'gam ala neser gufa, and on that board itself, that they wouldn't be able to take anything from the house and put it onto there. And you can see this very clearly in two different diagrams in Dirshu footnote number 10. There are two different illustrations according to the different opinion of the poskim. And the top one would be that you just have over here a less than 4 tefach connection between them, so the entire area opposite that less than 4 tefach area would be usur, but from the house you could carry into the area that's marked mutter, that's not opposite the two bolt-in parts that are within 4 tefachim of each other. The second opinion says that no, it's only the immediate area that's next to that that's usur, but the area that is equal to the rest of the balcony would be mutter, as you can see in the bottom diagram in the issue footnote number 10. More details are provided in the footnote Ayin Shom. And the reasoning behind this, Mishnah Berurah explains, is gam ala neser guf mistar with the also shari kol echad paritz lemkom chaveru v'osum zelzeh, because they're open to each other in that area. They haven't made an Erev Chatzeros together. They could have if they wanted to, but they didn't. So therefore, in the area that they share, so to say, it's going to be also to carry anything from the house into that area that they share, and certainly not into the other person's house or chotzer. Mechaber continues and he says, Avol ha'yuzu shelo kenegedzu, if the two balconies are not opposite each other. For example, sha'achas mishucho lemizrach v'achas lemarav, one of them is more east and one is more west. And you can see this in the diagram in Dirshu, footnote number 11, that one on the left side is further up in the Rishus HaRabim area, and the one on the right is lower down in the Rishus HaRabim area. And the Mishmur explains as if Katan Ches wrote Salomar Mishucha Mimkom Chaveruto Letzad Mizrach. You can see this, as I mentioned in Dirshu footnote number 11 in the diagram, that one is more east versus west of the other one. And the diagrams in Dirshu footnote number 12 add additional potential scenarios that they're on the same side as opposed to when they're on opposite sides. Ayin Shom in the footnote, and you can see the diagram for what this entails. So in this situation, the Mechaber tells us, Einam Yecholim L'Arav Yachad, they aren't allowed to go make a single connective area and make a single Erev Chatzeros between them. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Tes, Shekishe Yitnu Hanesim Izulazu, when you make the board connecting them, Yavo Mikaren Zovis Shalzu Lizo. They're now going to be connected on an angle. And you can see this again clearly in the issue footnote number 13, and the diagrams there, the different possible ways that they could be connected. It's very similar to the diagram in the issue footnote number 12, just they were talking in 13 about the balconies being on the opposite side of the Rosh Hashanah rather than the same side of the Rosh Hashanah as they are in diagram number 12. And in this situation, you have the opening, so to say, in a corner. People don't make doors at their corners. They make doors in the middle. And therefore, that's not considered a valid Pesach. Furthermore, Vagam, Lefish Ein Hagesha Yosher, since it's not straight, it's on an angle, Elaba Alachson Omed, it's on an angle, people are going to be afraid to cross it. Mishari Odom Lavrabo, and that also ruins it as being a Pesach. And therefore, the Mechaber tells us, Einam Yicholim La'arav Yachad, in this situation, it's not a valid connection, and they have to make two separate Erev Chatzeros. They can't combine together. Likewise, V'cheinim Ho'isa Achas Gevoa Mechaberta, if they're not on the same plane, one is higher than the other, we'll see it's higher than the other, more than three Tvachim, and you can see this in Dirshu footnote number two, where the balcony on the right is at least three Tvachim higher than the plane of the balcony on the left. It could be much more than three Tvachim, at least more than three Tvachim. Also, lo choshev Pesach, that's not considered a valid opening or connection between the two houses because it's not easy to traverse one to the other because of the height difference. But the Mechaber qualifies this and he says, v'hani mili kishem ruchoko zu mizu shlosha tvachim. That's when in the vertical distance between them, the plane between them is more than three tvachim. Avalim heim tok shlosha zu lizu. But if it's only slightly off, it's less than three tvachim, higher one to the other. Bein berichok, bein begova. And then the Mechaber adds, this is true, whether we're dealing with the height differential, so if that's less than three tvachim, then it's considered the same plane. And in the width differential, if it's less than four tvachim, it's considered the same. Choshev shapir kepesach. Then we ignore the slight discrepancy over here in either the vertical or in the horizontal distance, and they're considered a valid pesach in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah explains this in Siv Katan Yud. In this situation, when there's a slight height differential, the platform connecting them is considered to be on an even keel, on an even plane. We don't worry about the little bit of slight difference, the less than three tefachim difference because of lavud. Sivkot Yud Alef, it is considered a valid Pesach. Dat, Masha Amu Bein Berichot Bein Begavoa, that which the Mechaber said, as I've already translated it, I'm explaining based upon the Mishbura, that we said it doesn't make any difference in the vertical or the horizontal component, they're not talking about the same numbers. Hainu Shemuruchok Zeh Mizeh, when we're saying that their distance from each other, Yosem Yarba Tvachim, the Avir Shebein Zulazu, that's on the horizontal component. Elishazo, Gavo, Mizo, when we're talking about that, this difference between the two planes, that is talking about Bepachot Vishosha Tvachim. That's a din of Lovud of three Tvachim, as opposed to the distance between them, if it's less than four Tvachim wide, that you can easily step over. That's not a din of Lovud. Then, for these differences, Ozamrina, the Havikilu Hem Shneem Zu Keneged Zu, whether it's three Tvachim in height or four Tvachim in the horizontal component, that's the critical factor. And in this situation, if it's more than four tvachim, you have to go make a platform to connect them. Even when the vertical component is less than three tvachim, but if it's more than four tvachim apart, you still have to have the board in between them. If the distance only between them is three tvachim in the vertical component, then a board will work in the horizontal component if they're more than four tvachim apart. And then we see on the vertical component, Amrinon Lovud, Vavikilu Heim Zu Kinegazu, we consider them halachically as if they're adjacent to each other. The Oz, Avshadayin Yesh Avi Rocho Ben Zolazo Yosem Rabba Tvachim, even though there's a distance horizontally between them and four tvachim, Mutra Ayide Nesesh Shinosim Ben Zolazo here, as long as the vertical component is within three tefach of each other, then a board to traverse the more than four tefach space between them horizontally will work in this situation. This is a very complicated sif. It's kedai certainly to go over the Mishnah Berurah inside again and with as many of the Dirshu footnotes as you can in order to better comprehend this. With this, we conclude Simin Shinayin Gimel and today's shir.